In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, the ninth hour of the blessed month of Paramount, may God begin in goodness and renew it for us, peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities and forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, of my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day, in the middle of the 5th century, the ascetic father and the struggling monk Abbas Osim as a priest departed. This saint was born about the middle of 4th century from Christian and holy parents who were from Palestine. When he was 5 years old, they handed him to a righteous old monk who raised him in a Christian manner and taught him the doctrine of the church. And shortly after, they ordained him a deacon. He became a righteous monk and grew in the virtues. He was continually praising God, and he read the scriptures day and night, and during work also. When he had completed 35 years in the monastery, they ordained him a priest. Then he increased his ascetic labors and struggle. After spending 13 years in the struggle, the enemy saw in his mind the evil thought that he was superior to all the contemporaries in the virtues and righteousness. But the Lord willed to turn him away from this thought. He sent an angel to him and commanded him to go to the monastery, which was near the river Jordan. He rose up and went to the monastery, and he found certain righteous old men who were more perfect in their contending than him. He realized that he was far from what he thought in himself, and he stayed there with them. The custom of those monks during the Holy Great Fast was that after they had fasted the first week, they partook the Holy Communion. Then they left the monastery singing the 26th psalm, and at the end of it, they prayed together. Then he abode blessed them, and they bade farewell to each other. Then they dispersed in the desert of the Jordan, and each of them carried out his spiritual fight by himself. Then Zosimus used to go out with them each year, wandering in the desert, asking God to show him who was more perfect than him. As he was wandering about, he met Mary, the Egyptian Coptic. He learned from her about her life history and the reason for her wandering in the desert. She asked him to visit her after 1 year to give her the holy mysteries. He came to her in the next year and gave her the Holy Communion. In the year after, he revisited her again, but he found her had departed, and he buried her and told the monks of the monastery concerning her strife. After he had lived 99 years, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us all, Amen. On this day also a great sign was made manifest, wrote our Holy Father, the Pope Simeon Chanuda I, the 55th Pope of Alexandria. This Pope went to the desert of Sketes, Ephesus, in order to fast the Holy Great Fast with the Father, the monks. On Hosanna Sunday, many Arabs came to the desert of Shihit to plunder the monasteries. They stood on the rock east of the church of St. Macarius. Their swords were drawn in their hands, ready to kill and steal. The bishops and the monks gathered together and decided to leave the desert before the holy feast of resurrection. And they took counsel with the Pope Chanuda, who told them, "As for me, I will not leave the desert until I complete the Paschal week." On Monday, Thursday, the situation became worse. The Pope took his staff that had the sign of the cross on it, and he wanted to go out to meet the Arab, saying, "It's better for me to die with the people of God." But they prevented him from going out, but instead he strengthened and comforted them. Then he went forth to meet the Arabs with his staff in his hand. When they saw him, they retreated and fled away as if they were pursued by an army of soldiers. And from this day onwards, they never came back to do any harm. The prayer of this Father be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.